This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by Scooney Side-by-Side. Got a side-by-side, you need some work done on it, whether it be insurance, service, upgrades. I used them, and man, let me tell you what, they did a phenomenal job. Scooney's is located in El Cajon, right off of Greenfield. Super easy to find. Just reach out to them. That's Scooney's Side-by-Side in El Cajon. Just Google it, and you'll find them. Hey, we got Jim Sudi on the line from Oceana Dunes. He's got the whole show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having us on.
My pleasure. Hey, did you ever hear from Jeep yet? Because I found another way to get to the big dog, and I don't know if they've responded yet, but I got a sneaky feeling now that I found another way to get to them, you should be hearing from them, hopefully.
I hope to hear from them. I have not yet.
All right. Well, we'll just, you know me, I'm like a little badger. I just don't quit. I'm not mean or nasty, but I just don't quit. So we're going to get those guys on your side. They made the mistake of saying they want to help. So in my book, they're going to have to. So what's kicking? What do you got coming up?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot on the calendar, but we are, since the last time we spoke, we had our huge victory. But now the Coastal Commission has come back and said they're going to appeal the decision. And so it's going to go forward. We, both the Friends of Oceana Dunes as well as the Ecologic Group, have filed counter appeals. For those not familiar, let's say we had 10 arguments and we won two. In our counter appeal, we can go after the other eight we lost, as an example. That way, we feel very, very strong. We're surprised by the appeal, but we believe it is a stall tactic to delay awarding us the attorney's fees.
Well, of course. I mean, let's face it. And it's funny thing about it is they're using our money to attack you, where I think if they should be using their money, not our money, but that's another story. Well, and you got to keep the fight. That just goes to show you, if you don't keep the fight up, then where are you going to end up? You know what I mean?
You're right. And, for those listeners that might not go to the Oceana Dunes, they need to realize that this fight, whether we win or lose, will affect all other riding areas. And it's so important that we keep and expand our riding areas to allow more room and freedom for us to enjoy what we love with our families.
Right, exactly. And let's back up just a tad bit. Say for whatever reason somebody has no idea what we're talking about. Why don't you give them a little, capsule of what we're trying to do at Oceana Dunes?
Sure. So for those new to this, the Oceana Dunes is halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, right there at Pismo Beach. And it used to be called the Pismo Dunes State Vehicle Recreation Area. People always refer to it as Pismo. Mm-hmm. And it changed the name several decades ago to the Oceana Dunes SVRA, State Vehicle Recreation Area. It is the first state vehicle registration area in the state of California. It is the number one visited. And, many people have been going out there. There's documented use for over 100 years. My family's been going out there for over 60 years. So I've been to, the far southern point of Devil's Slide, and I've been underneath the pier at Pismo and everywhere in between. So I understand history and all that we've lost over time, which is frustrating. And so our nonprofit, Friends of Oceana Dunes, was formed in 2001 for the sole purpose of protecting what we have and trying to regain what we've lost over the years. And so we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and they can find us at oceanodunes.org. And we're a full volunteer army, not a single salary is paid, so 100% of the donations go to the fight. And we've been doing this now for 22 years. We're in 15 lawsuits currently, and so we're actively engaged in many different legal battles, as well as trying to work with local political bodies at the county, city, state, and even at the federal level for the endangered species.
So for people that, again, you're going to be on with me for an hour, so we're going to fill the hour with as much as we can. So we're going to do this on every segment. How do people help you out financially, I would guess, would probably be the best thing that you need.
Yeah, and it's always gets down to money. And as I said, we're a volunteer army, so all the money goes to the lawyers and lobbyists and specialists. So you can rest assured that your money is going to the fight. And so they can go to oceanodunes.org, and there's a donate button at the bottom of the page. And currently, we are giving away a sweepstakes, a brand new Polaris Razor, four-seat turbo Razor that was generously donated by Clausen Motorsports.
Wow.
We're in cahoots with Polaris, and we're giving that away October 7th at our big beach barbecue fundraiser at Oceano. So tickets are only $1. So you can go in there and only $1. So
and no limitation on how many people can buy?
No limitation.
Wow.
We've given away numerous vehicles over the years, and we've had many win it on a $1 ticket, and some have won it on, you know, larger purchases. But that is really the main thing that we need, is the financial support so we can continue our fight to protect what we've lost, and to protect what we have and regain what we lost. And so for those not totally familiar with the park was established to be 1,500 acres of camping and OHV recreation along the coast, enjoying the dunes. And, you know, if you go to a hotel and anywhere on the coast of California, you're going to pay upwards of $300 to $400 a night. And you can camp at the Oceano Dunes for $10 a night, right on the edge of the water, and have bonfires and go off-roading, and you can go fly fishing. It's just a great family experience, and that's why we're doing what we do.
So back in the day, California was a little bit different as far as the government running it, and this land was gifted to the people of San Diego, or of California, correct?
So a lot of this was gifted and purchased by the state.
Okay.
And so some of the people might not be familiar. So the whole coastline there is 18 miles, roughly 20 miles of coastline in 18,000 acres. So that's what many people experienced in the 1950s and 60s. And in 1973, the park was established. And in 1982 is when the fences went up to regulate the use to be within the state park's property. So the state park for the Oceano Dunes is 3,600 acres. They said 1,500 acres aside for camping and recreation, so less than half. And currently we are sitting at about 800 acres for camping and OHV recreation. So it has continued to dwindle over the years, and we're fighting like hard to protect what we have but regain what we lost. And we're doing that in numerous parts. We have many defensive lawsuits, but we also have an offense lawsuit that I'm very excited about, and that is an implied dedication quiet title lawsuit.
All right, tell you what, we got to take a break. Let's talk about that when we come back on the next segment. And once this show is over, I will send you this show. That way you can put it on a thumb drive, you can put it on a CD, put it in on anything you want. So when you do events, people can just pick it up, go home, take a listen to it, and we'll just continually fight to get this word out. So don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Dirt Co. Dirt Co. is an original off-road lifestyle branded company that deals in clothing and legendary off-road racing teams. Started out by Matt Martelli and Mad Media. Check them out at dirtco.com. And SNS Off-Road Magazine, if you're looking for a magazine that'll keep you up to breast as to what's going on in the desert, can't beat SNS Off-Road Magazine. Steve and Sherry Kukula have been doing it since 1982. Classifieds, information, articles. Ed Stoven even writes a segment in there as well. Subscribe, SSORMAG.com, SSORMAG.com. Got Jim Studi on the line from Oceana Dunes. And how long have you been fighting this fight?
22 years.
Ah! Boy, you just don't give up, do you?
Don't give up. I'm pretty persistent. And, you know, many people will hear me out front talking, but there's an army behind me,
yeah.
Family that
yeah.
support us. And it's just been phenomenal. I've met so many amazing people,
yeah.
amazing stories. It's been great.
Yeah. And you don't take any salary. Nobody takes any salary. This is just from the love of being able to keep this area open. And, you know, Audrey brings it up all the time. We get a lot of people from the center of the California where the temperatures are super hot, super ugly, and they escape to Oceana Dunes and Pismo Beach, if you want to call it that, for $10 to get away from it and enjoy the beauty of the beach. So I understand your fight. Now, just before we went to break, you were talking about an offensive lawsuit that you're working on. Kind of tell us about that.
Right. So many of our lawsuits are defense, where we have to react to something. And so we strategically worked to put together an offensive lawsuit, and we took a chapter from the Coastal Commission. So the California Coast Commission has used what's known as an implied dedication or quiet title way of taking property. So the way the Coast Commission's done it is if they would prove that people have used a trail or acreage to access the coast, that they would then establish an implied dedication. And basically what that is, and it's in law, and it was established that a time period prior to 1973, if a parcel of land was used by the public and it was privately owned and the public used it for 5 years or more, that you could establish an implied dedication if the landowner knew it was being used, didn't try to stop it, didn't really condone it, just kind of ignored it, if you
mm-hmm,
will,
mm-hmm.
for a five-year time period. So the Oceana Dunes has been well documented that it was used for 100 years. So most, when the Coast Commission's doing it, they're going after like one parcel of land.
Mm-hmm.
Our lot was for 145 parcels of land. It is a monumental effort that we put forth. Huge expense, but we're going all in. We want to win back a lot of the acres that we lost. And that was to be heard this October, but we just recently worked to get that pushed out for a good reason because we added even more acreage to the lawsuit. So we're going after even more acreage, and so that's a good thing. So when you're donating to Friends of Oceana Dunes, you're a part of this. You're a part of the bus going after winning back acreage that we've lost.
Right.
And so we're really asking for the people to invest in us, join us in this endeavor so we can win back many of the acres that we've lost so many families can enjoy it for, you know, another 100 years.
Absolutely. And we're talking any denomination, everything from $5 up, right?
Absolutely. So all is very helpful, and they can win a chance to in the sweepstakes for that beautiful brand-new razor.
Wow.
So win-win. And it's just so much appreciated when we get those stories from people and the families that enjoy coming out there. As you mentioned, roughly 50% of the people come from the Central Valley.
Right.
And roughly the 25-30 comes from the L.A., San Diego, Southern Cal, and then the rest from the Northern Cal. But we have people that write to us and thank us from Canada and all over the world that stopped in to visit to enjoy this really a great gem for the families that enjoy camping and off-road recreation.
Well,
when we go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, And it's more than just the off-roading. You know, that's our focus, and
right.
we will always work towards that. But we also get people thanking us who are handicapped. I've had mothers write me and thank us because when they take their family forward to the beach and they want to take all their blankets and ice chests, they want to drive down and enjoy the beach. And we've had surfers, fishermen, you name it. It's a multi-use area that we need to protect.
Well, and let's not forget the business community. I mean, because really that whole business community lives and strives by Oceana Dunes and the recreational park, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. A recent study just was released, and it showed that the visitors to the dunes, bring in $511 million to the local economy. That's over $500 million. It's huge. And, you know, thousands of jobs and businesses and people depend upon this. And it's something that is really eye-opening to those that are marginal or on the fence, you know, whether they want to support the park or not. Until they can find a replacement for that $500 million to the local economy, they need to support and embrace and work with us to, you know, improve all those things that might be wrong, but also improve all those things that can be done for the betterment of the visitors.
Just think if California was on your side and wanted you to be successful, or wanted the Pismo Beach community or the recreational area to be successful. I mean, no offense, but our administration in California have chased away more money in the billions of businesses by terrible, you know, business practices. And I mean, this is my personal opinion. You can agree or disagree. But when Hurricane Hillary came through, you know, the governor declared it a national emergency. And I'm here to tell you, I haven't seen that. That was the weakest storm on the planet. So if he's coming out and doing that just to bring money back to the state of California, why doesn't he just lay down, relax, help you guys, and not? Because, I mean, if he ends Oceana Dunes, that's, again, tons of money. I just don't understand this administration. And that's just my personal opinion. You don't have to agree or disagree.
Well, it's easy. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
So in my 22 years of doing this, I've walked the halls of Sacramento and Washington, D.C., and we used to have moderates, a lot more moderates. They could be Republican Democrats.
Yeah.
They used to have the Blue Dog Democrats that would work with us because they had common sense.
Yeah.
But no, the state has gone so far liberal where we're outlawing generators and gasoline engines.
Oh, my gosh. It's
very difficult to garner that support. And that is something that, you know, we as Californians need to step up and do something about.
Yes. Well, and that's why when Audrey said she wasn't going to be able to, I said, get a hold of Jim. Let's give him an hour. You know, whatever it takes. And if it sounds like we're preaching to the choir, folks, it's for you. It's not for Jim Sooty. I mean, Jim Sooty can get along without Oceana Dunes. I mean, let's face it. But to put 20-plus years of his life into this, then you got to support him. I mean, there's not a negative aspect of this. The off-road community, they pack it in, they pack it out. If they see people trashing the beach, they will be on them like you would not believe. And if everybody would get on the same program and support this area, it could be a destination like Hearst Castle, like Disney. Well, I don't know about Disneyland anymore, but like Hearst Castle, where people will come from all over the world just to be able to cruise up and down Pismo Beach. I was watching Full Custom Garage with Ian Russell, and there was a buggy event at Pismo Beach, and I was blown away. He televised it. It showed all these Meyer Manx and all these custom and it was at Pismo Beach. I was absolutely blown away by it. I'm surprised you weren't on TV. But it's, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I was there. I got to meet Ian, and it was a great event.
Is that guy's? Have you ever watched his show? I mean, my wife watches it. She's so blown away how talented that guy is.
Yeah, in fact, I follow him on Instagram and other things. He's out at Burning Man right now, surviving that storm.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's amazing, though.
He is such a talent. But going back to the beach community, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not heard of any incident at Pismo Beach ever. As far as, you know, riots and all, it's just a place to go and enjoy Mother Nature, I guess, is the easiest way to explain it.
It is a great family location to go to. We have definitely had our incidents over the years. Like, I think any location that's popular that brings in a significant diverse population of people, you're going to have those incidents come up. But you see that, you know, driving down the freeway with road rage. That happens.
You can see it at Walmart. You can see it at a school council meeting. There's tons of that. But, I mean, it's normally when people go there that's for one reason and one reason only: stay cool, relax, and enjoy their family. Because it's truly, like you said, it's truly a family. It's a family destination.
It's a family destination. And like I said, over the years, I've heard so many amazing stories, similar to mine. Some even go beyond. I have a friend that I've gotten to know through the nonprofit that his son died in the military, and the camping out there was so personal to them that they spread their ashes of their son.
Wow.
So they could spend time with them in their favorite location. Imagine it closing and not be able to do that.
Jeez.
It's just a great start.
And you just hit upon another topic, nonprofit. So that must mean any donations anybody gives to Oceana Dunes, it's tax deductible.
It is tax deductible. And if you're a business and you have merchandise that you can donate, raffle it off at our fundraiser events. We do numerous large barbecue events where we have huge raffle prizes that we give away, and we will work with you. We'll promote you. I mean, we've got some great business sponsors that always support us, but we're always looking for new ones.
Wow. All right, let's take a quick break, and let's talk more about that when we come back. And I'm kind of curious, what does the local television stations and radio stations do to help you? Let's chat about that when we come back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Hey, do you like to detail your vehicles? I hate it. I absolutely do. So I use Crystal Clear Detailing. Just give them a call, 858-229-3669. They'll come to you, and they'll do anything and everything in your driveway or garage, from motorhomes to boats to RVs. They do an absolute phenomenal job, side-by-sides, tow trucks. I mean, you name it, they can do it. Again, totally will come to you. And if you mention SDORC Dirt Radio, they'll knock 15% off their estimate. Simple, easy. Just text Miguel at 858-229-3669. And if you want to change your exhaust system on your car, truck, motorhome, Ed Hansen has been doing it for more years than I care to admit. 619-698-7030, where all your pipe dreams come true. You can email them as well at hansenmuffler@gmail.com. How easy is that? They specialize in custom performance exhaust, catalytic converters, gas, diesel, aluminum, custom bending, turbo back exhaust systems, cat back, dual. If you want to go from single to dual, they can do it all. They can check out rattles, leaks. You just name Ed Hansen Muffler, and they have covered it from bumper to bumper. 619-698-7033. Talking with Jim Sudi, Oceana Dunes. They're doing everything humanly possible to keep that facility open, to the point where they're having a massive barbecue and raffle of a brand new four-door or four-seat side-by-side, a RZR, right?
Yeah, it's a sweepstakes giveaway for a brand new 2023 Turbo RZR.
Wow.
Four-seat. It's an amazing vehicle. Can't thank Casa Motorsports and Polaris RZR. It's loaded with rugged radios, PRP seats. I'm sure I'm forgetting a bunch of other stuff.
Sure. So well, they can go to the website, right?
Then go to our website and read up about it. And they can buy a sweepstakes ticket for $1. So as much as they want to buy, they can. And all the proceeds, 100%, those are the fight. No salaries are paid.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is, It only takes one ticket.
Great. Winner does not need to be present to win. We will work with deliver, so can't lose.
But you got to get 10 minutes on the beach. If you win it, you get 10 minutes on the beach. What do you think?
I think it's great.
I think that's it. Well, and here's another thing, too, because I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't done it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But is there a way that you can just do a monthly donation automatically where I don't have to fool with it?
Yes, we have numerous people that do that. They can do a monthly contribution.
Yeah.
And it's effortless, painless. And, you know, if we could all get together and work together, we could make a difference. So for those listening, our legal bills are, you know, upwards of $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
A very expensive fight.
Well, I look at it this way. If I, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm going to do it on Monday, $100 a month. Okay. That's what? Two dinners a month. Come on, folks. We're all fat. Give up $100 a month, put it on an automatic deduct, and that's not going to have anything to do with the side-by-side. This is strictly to help Jim and his army, and I love that army thing. That's awesome, to keep this thing going. So you have an offensive lawsuit going, but how many defensives do they have you on the books?
So we have 14 defensive lawsuits currently going, and those range from everything with lawsuits against the Air Pollution Control District over dust mitigations, against the state of California, whether it's state parks, coastal commission, and we even have federal lawsuits dealing with endangered species. So for those that haven't followed us, we have approximately a 98% win rate. So we've won some major lawsuits. But the hard part that we deal with is the political maneuvering in Sacramento is very fast. And so they can close stuff with a, you know, pencil signature.
Sure.
And it takes a long time for the legal, long, expensive, drawn out to reverse or undo it. And it's just, it's unfortunate. It's an unfair situation, but it's the situation we're in. And we can't give up. We got to fight. And
right.
We got to see this thing through.
Why do I get this feeling if you went to Sacramento, like say I went to Sacramento and I went into these people and said, all right, what are you actually fighting for? I'll bet you they don't know. I think they look at this as a chess match, and they're just playing chess with you, with your money and my money, and I don't even think they remember what the battle's about. They just want to win. I mean, do you get that feeling sometimes? Because if you're winning 98% of the time, that tells me their lawyers are not doing due diligence. They should know going into court that this is not going to fly. But it's like they don't care. They're playing chess, and they just want to win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's our money, the public's money, that they're spending to advance their, religious views of environmentalism. They will talk about sea level rise. Well, if sea level rise is so real, then don't worry about the Oceano Dunes because it'll be underwater.
Yeah.
But they talk out of both sides of the mouth to meet the agenda.
Yeah, and you know, but all you get, but we just, as folks, I can't overemphasize it enough. These guys cannot do it alone. They need corporations. They need businesses. If you're supplying Pismo Beach with anything, everything from bread to milk to water to restaurants, gas stations, hardware stores, every one of these businesses should be throwing enough money at you to where you have to hire an accountant to count it all. And it seems to me like the community is a little lax, like they don't want to upset the other side in fear of retribution, maybe? What, I mean, have you ever figured that one out?
We have not. It's been extremely frustrating. There's a lot of groups and nonprofits all with their handouts, and they have to try to decide what to do. And every citizen can go to guidestar.org, which is a online system. You can read up on any nonprofit, how their money's being spent. I encourage people to do that. But if we had more money coming in, we could do more.
Right.
Right. The funding is the gas pedal and the fight, and we are choked by what we have. We're doing the best we can, but there's a whole lot more we'd like to do. We do have, big people that have come on board. Of course, Rugged Radios has all been supportive of us. Fox Shocks just came on board.
Great.
Large grant, but we need more. And if we can get more, we can do more.
Right.
And it's just so important that we work together to solve these problems.
All right. Got an idea. Get a flyer and take it to businesses and stick it on their window and say, this business will be closed shortly. For more information, go to your website. I mean,
right.
The owners would have a conniption. What are you putting that sign out there for? Well, you're not helping. So if you're not helping, I'm just letting the public know that if you let this thing go, you're going to be out of business.
Nope, you're absolutely right. We've done a lot of that local work in the Five Cities area. But, 50% of the group is coming from the Central Valley and right. L.A., right. San Diego area. We need to do more.
Right. And I was asking earlier, now, do you get on any of the L.A. TV stations? Do they allow you to come in and talk about this problem? Or are they pretty much hands-off? They don't even want to discuss it.
L.A., SoCal, and the San Francisco Bay Area is pretty hands-off. I live up here in and so that Central Valley and the Central Coast involved with many of the news media outlets. But just like we're seeing in the state and other publications, there is a liberal bias in a lot of the popular newspapers and publications that really drives the discussions and twists the arguments and information.
Right. Lucky you don't live close to San Diego, dude. I'd have you on once a month, man. I'm telling you, because it's just, I mean, when you have that type of an ability to get the word out, why anybody wouldn't do it is other than somebody up in corporate is saying, don't touch it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. You're not doing any damage whatsoever to, one, the environment, the infrastructure, the animals. You're not, everything you do at Oceana Dunes is a positive. So I just don't get it. I really just don't get it.
You're absolutely right. In fact, you brought up the endangered species and the animals. So for those not familiar, just south on the other side of the fence of the Oceana Dunes is the Guadalupe Dunes National Wildlife Refuge. And we produce more endangered snowy plovers and least terns in our SVRA than the Guadalupe Dunes National Wildlife Refuge. And that's because the OHV dollars are used for predator management and significant amount of monitoring and taking a more active approach to endangered species rather than the fence off and cross your fingers that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
When we hear the environmentalists talk about endangered species, they usually don't have a clue. They're just parroting what they've been told. But it's truly been a multi-use, win-win, balanced land use, with the exception of the balancing of the acreage for camping and OHV recreation, has been tilted, right. And we need to regain.
Right, exactly. And, and the thing, too, for the off-road factor of this whole thing, I mean, we're not talking, hardcore off-roading, digging ditches and you're just cruising up and down the beach and going up and down the dunes. I mean, there's no, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no destruction to the area whatsoever.
There's really no destruction other than the environmentalist spin that we are destroying the sand dunes and the ecology. And, the famous argument that we used to always put forward, if I gave you a box of sand and a hammer, what damage can you do?
And no one's talked to Mother Nature. Every right. night or every morning, the sand dunes change. Whatever
That's
you
true.
Did the day today, tomorrow, you'll never know we were even there.
Right. We often will use the example that you look at the ripples in the sand dunes, it's God's fingerprints. And if every windstorm will clean those up and put them back.
Exactly.
So no damage being done to the sand dunes. The environmental, the endangered species are flourishing. So it's the economy, the businesses are booming. It's just the far left liberal anti combustion engine recreation that they wanted to stop.
It makes absolute. I mean, every time we speak, I get more befuddled every single time that they've been fighting you for over 20 years. And who knows, they may have been fighting you even before you came on board.
The you look at the old newspaper articles, and I've met some of the champions going back to the 50s and 60s. There's a great lady that we interviewed. She's in her 90s, and she was fighting in the 50s and 60s. So
this fight is not
ongoing.
Well, like I said, it's a chess game. It's not has anything to do with what we're fighting for. It's just, and it could be a way to keep their job. Who knows? It's like they don't have other things to deal with. I mean, that they could go after in a way that it'll preserve the environment, but share it. I mean, it's nice to preserve it, but if you can't go and enjoy it, I mean, it's not a zoo. It's not a museum. It's a living, breathing opportunity to embrace Mother Nature. Good God Almighty, it just drives me crazy. But again, you know, we could sit there and talk about, you know, why it should be the way it is. But our we just got to keep fighting the fight. We just can't give up. And do you need volunteers? Do you need more people to help out, or are you staffed pretty good?
We are staffed pretty good. We're always looking for those volunteers in other areas to help out. We always take the help when we can get it.
Right.
Always need people to willing to come and speak publicly at either Coastal Commission hearings or other things, and they can reach out to me or anybody at our website to get more information on that. But the real battle is, you know, people need to reach out and talk to one another, their friends, their relatives. People listening to this call know somebody in Sacramento.
Right.
I remember calls, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and going into a very liberal office where I knew I wouldn't garner much support, but that person told me that their cousin's cousin goes out there and recreates, and they don't want their name tied to ending that. But that has changed. And somehow we need to get more people speaking up that this is important to them, and they want to keep it open.
So if they don't know who their politician is in Sacramento, if they go to your website, could they figure that out?
That is not clear on our website, since we're a 501c3.
Yeah.
We do a lot of political activity.
Okay. Well, you probably need to start another little website, you know, just to say, can't find your politician? Click here. Maybe put it on the SDORC website or the Corva and all the rest of those guys. You know, get them all together and have them give you a landing page on their sites. Because I got to tell you, if you asked me to go after my senator or Congress, I honestly wouldn't know where to go. You know, I know a few of them, but I mean, that might be something that we'll think about. Well, let's take a break.
I was going to say, you can find, there is a website for it. It's called findyourrep.legislator.ca.gov.
Oh, okay. So, well, there you go.
I'll read it one more time just in case people are listening. findyourrep.legislator.ca.gov.
So, there you go. Jim, that sounds like maybe something you can just say, hey, folks, you want to let them know? Get involved. All right, let's take a quick break. One more segment right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. This is The Answer. Want to give a big shout out to Ed Hansen's Muffler, Crystal Clear Detailing, Scooney Side by Side, Dirt Co., and S&S Off-Road Magazine. Without them, we couldn't make this show happy. Also, Wayne Miller Tire and Gravel King. Wayne Miller Tires and Santee, they do everything now. They do tune-ups, oil changes. I mean, it's amazing what these guys do. You need to give Wayne a call at 619-596-2800. 619-596-2800. All right. Hey, we've been talking to Jim Sudi from Oceana Dunes. fighting the fight for over 20 years. And then I find out that he's got people that'll tell him they've been fighting since the 50s. So we need your help. You know, if you really think you want to make an impact, you know, I'm a firm believer in donating or getting involved, penny to a million. Every little bit helps. And anything you can do to help Oceana Dunes keep this beautiful beach area open, keep the city, all the cities around Pismo Beach thriving and doing well, you need to get involved. If you're a corporation, if you're a business, and you know you're getting ready to do your yearly budget as to what you're going to do as far as advertising or what have you, this is a good company or a good organization to get involved with. It doesn't have to be a lot. They do raffles. How often do you do raffles, Jim?
So we do our big barbecue fundraisers. There's raffles associated with that. We do our large sweepstakes giveaways,
okay,
where we play, you know, RV trailers, and now we're doing a razor. So we do that annually.
All right. So we've got opportunities for you folks. I just had Dirt Days in the other day. I don't know if you've heard of them. I mean, they mainly go to Baja. You know, I'm going to reach out to them and have them get in touch with you. Maybe raffle off a 3 or 4 day trip into Baja. These guys do a phenomenal job. I mean, anything and everything we can do, and I'm going to try my best to see what we can do to get more corporations involved. Because, like I was talking earlier about having a flyer, sticking it on a business and says this business will be closed if you don't get involved, because once an area like that, because I don't know of any industry or entertainment in that area that would support those cities, right? I mean, you guys are, the beach is it.
The beach is it. And, you know, we have, you know, I mentioned Rugged Radios, but we also have Epic RV Liquidators in Central Valley. They're not only users, their family enjoys camping out there, but their business depends upon those people to go out to the dunes. It's so important to so many people in so many different facets of life.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we just, you know, and have no fear. Anybody that's, you're trying to, you know, get to help out, I know it's a little bit of a drive. Bring them to KUSI. We'll give them free TV. I mean, there's other, I mean, I do this 6 hours a day. There's other hours that I can donate, you know, and let's face it, if you're a business, you know, publicity and exposure is everything. I personally will do anything and everything I can to help get the word out for folks that maybe just tuned in. What's a good website?
The website is oceanodunes.org, and you can get all our information on how to donate there, information on us. There's a phone number there on the website, which is my direct line, so they can call me direct and email us. We have an active Facebook page. If they want to see more current and up-to-date information, then go there as well.
So it's all about the fight, folks. So if you're not involved in your community or your government or your state, this is a great organization to be part of. Every dime that goes into this organization goes right back into lawyers, attorneys, and fighting this. I'm not going to say it's an uphill battle, because Jim and his army has really made some positive. I mean, they've won 98% of their battles. And, you know, and granted, folks, every time they win, the other side throws an appeal in there, like as if the judge wasn't listening or they made the wrong call. And they will just keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And if you've ever been to Pismo Beach, then it's even more important that you do it. If you've never been, take a weekend, drive out there, take a look at it before you decide to volunteer. Maybe you need to see actually up close and personal of what's going on there. I mean, it's just, and Jim, you don't even live there, right?
I don't even live there. Those don't know, I'm a lifelong off-roader. My parents raced Jeeps out there in the 60s.
Wow.
I still do sand drag racing, and I'm a duner. I go all over traveling and enjoying the sand dunes throughout the country. But Pismo, the Oceana Dunes, is near and dear to me and my family, and so we're fighting hard for it. So if people want more information, again, go to the website. The phone number is there. They can call me direct. We'll take merchandise if they want to donate product that we can raffle off, or the monetary donations are surely beneficial, and there's opportunities for them to win the Razor giveaway.
Okay, I got a great idea for you. Get a hold of Ian Rozelle again and tell him, build me an Oceana Dunes buggy we can raffle off.
That's an interesting idea.
Say what?
I think it's an interesting idea. I'll reach out to him.
Well, it's not like he'd say no. I mean, he's just, I mean, he loves projects. And the best way to get through to him, it's your dream. You build it. Don't give him any rules, regulations, or guidelines, and just let him rock it out. And I'll bet you he would do it. I bet you he would do it. All you got to do is ask him.
I think it's a great idea, and I will definitely reach out to him.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, buddy, I know I'm working on Jeep at my end, because there's another organization that needs to get it together. I just dawned on another one is Ford Motor Company with the Bronco, because, you know, they're chasing Jeep down the road as well. I've got some contacts with Ford Motor Company, and I've got your proposal, so maybe I'll shoot it out to Ford and Dodge too. I mean, not that anybody takes a T-Rex on the sand, but I'll see. I mean, I've got other avenues. I was kind of waiting to see if Jeep wanted to pull the trigger, but you know what? If one doesn't, somebody else will.
Absolutely, and you know, sometimes it just takes one to get the ball rolling,
right?
Get others involved. Now, I also want to mention to your listeners. We'll be at the Sand Sports Super Show here in Costa Mesa, September 15th through 17th. I'd love to shake their hand and meet anybody who wants to come up.
All right. Well, Scooney Side by Side is going to be there. So look up his booth, and he's going to be calling in 1 to 2 and tell him that I said to give you a segment. We'll have you call in as well.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Again, website?
OceanoDunes.org. God bless you. Thank you, Dave, for all your efforts and help. And thank you to SDRC for this opportunity.
You're more than welcome. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Guess what? San Diego Auto Museum's coming up next. We have a new host for the show. I can't wait to meet her. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.